show you on the eve of destruction. It don't take no Einstein to figure out that. Well, you've been peeping and hiding, slipping and sliding, living in vain, selling that crap. And that's a natural fact. Well, I'm gonna get you, sucker, dirty mother.
Don't you say that.
I'm gonna teach you the crime, just don't pay. I'm gonna get you, sucker, dirty mother.
Don't you say that.
I'm gonna steal your case till I put you away. I know your face and life's a bowl of chilies, and you can absolutely do no wrong. A big brother, a word from the wise shall be sufficient. So I suggest you pay close attention to the words to this song. Woo!
Go, FIFA. Go, FIFA. Change the things, change the things.
Living in the fast lane, beating up the street kids, got plenty money to burn. Play the game of double cross till you became the boss. Now, it's my turn. Mr. Soul, don't agree. Minister to society, smile, yeah, you on top. Cause the spot is just a fine turn, upside down.
Thank you. train, but if I have to walk, I'm going just the same. I'm going to Kansas City, Kansas City, here I come. They got some pretty little women there, and I'm gonna get me one. They got some pretty little women there, and I'm gonna get me one.
And now, a special message from the White House Easter Bunny.
Hey kids, happy Easter! All right, get out of here! Get out of here, go! Get out of here, get out of here! All right, shut up! Shut up! Don't push me, I'm sweating my Easter eggs off in this thing. And everybody, shut up! So I can apologize. Yes, y'all got your wish this week, didn't you, huh? Spicy finally made a mistake. As we all know, President Trump recently bombed Syria while eating the most beautiful piece of chocolate cake America has ever laid eyes on. That's a fact, okay? People love that look on that cake. Now, in defending the president's decision, I said that unlike Syrian leader, the leader of, son of, what is his stupid name? I got Bazooka Felicia Ahmad Rashad. Okay? At least Hitler never used chemical weapons, and everybody freaked, okay? They were all like, boo-hoo, boo-hoo. What about the Holocaust centers? And yeah, I know they're not really called Holocaust centers. Duh. I know that. I'm aware. I clearly meant to say concentration clubs, okay? Let it drop. It would be really great if the nitpickers could try to see the big picture and didn't solely focus on every little slur and lie I say. That'd be nice. And P.S., like you also know, I am sensitive to the fact that they were sent there on trains, but hey, at least they didn't have to fly United, am I right? Dang it. That one just jumped. That one jumped right out of my mouth. Now, I am particularly sorry this happened the same week as Passover, or AKA Jewish Easter. So in the spirit of cultural unity, I thought I could shed some light on to all the goys out there on this most sacred holiday, Passover. Now bring out my baby dolls. All right. Okay, so here we go. Here's Pharaoh. Okay, Pharaoh is a bad, bad hombre. Got that? And he's doing some really bad stuff to the Jews. Okay, bad stuff to the Jews. And I mean, not even Hitler is... You know what? I'm not gonna do it. I'm not gonna go there again. Fool me once. Shame on me. Fool me twice, shame on Jews. Okay? So you got Pharaoh's like, you guys need to start making pyramids and stuff. And then the Jews, these guys pass over. Literally. These guys literally float above the Pharaoh, kind of like Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dreidel. I mean, it's amazing. And they're like, yeah, see ya, Pharaoh. Wouldn't want to be you. And then from then on, pretty much, smooth sailing for the Jews. Okay, so just to be super clear, as far as bad guys go, the ranking is boom, right up at the top, Hitler. Coming in at number one, then Syria's Bashar al-Assad. Three, I'm gonna go Pharaoh's, and then I guess chronologically, Jews take number four. So that's about wraps it up for me. Happy Easter, everybody. Oh, and by the way, the president's probably gonna bomb North Korea tonight. Okay, Spicy's gotta hippity hop and deliver these eggs. And everybody, just eat as much candy as you want, because this is probably our last Easter on Earth.
Hey, with me. I said my baby's at home, she's probably worried tonight. I didn't call on the phone to say that I'm alright. Diana walked up to me, she said I'm on yours tonight. And then I ran to the phone saying, baby, I'm alright. I said, but unlock the door, cause I forgot the key. She said he's not coming back because he's sleeping with me.
Second and every third expresses a happiness more clearly than ever heard. And when I play them, Every chord is a poem, telling the Lord how grateful I am, cause I know him. The harmonies possess a sensation similar to your caress. If you asking and I'm telling you it's yes. Stand in love, take my hand in love, God bless.
I want to give you some good, good loving. Turn your light down low.
Right now.
And pull your window curtain.
Right now.
And let your love come tumbling in.
Right now.
Into our lives again.
Right now.
Yeah. Ooh. It's been a long, long time.
Yeah.
I got this message for you, boy. But it seemed I was never on time.
Still, I wanna get through to you, boy.
Yeah.
On time.
Right now.
On time.
Explaining the inner workings of the institution to Jim.
I don't really come from outer space.
Oh, L.J. Washington, he doesn't really come from outer space.
Don't mock me, my friend.
Get out of my chair!
It's a condition of mental divergence. I find myself on the planet Ogo, part of an intellectual elite, preparing to subjugate the barbarian hordes on Pluto. But even though this is a totally convincing reality for me in every way, nevertheless, Ogo is actually a construct of my psyche. I am mentally divergent in that I am escaping certain unnamed realities that plague my life here. When I stop going there, I will be well. Are you also divergent, friend?
We'll be right back.
distant eyes. Promises we made for real life.
you're hot, you really shoot your shot. You're dynamite, child. Yeah. Well, I can tell by your game you're gonna start a flame in my love, baby, baby. I'm about to choke from the smoke that can tighten up my stove. Can you feel it, girl?
This is the place. They'll never fuck with us here.
Where's Ether? That's why it's not working.
Oh. There we go. Right. Yeah, why not? Yeah. Devil Ether. It makes you behave like the village drunkard in some early Irish novel. Total loss of all basic motor skills. Blurred vision, no balance, numb tongue. The mind recoils in horror, unable to communicate with the spinal column. Which is interesting because you can actually watch yourself behaving in this terrible way, but you can't control it. You approach the turnstiles and know that when you get there, you have to give the man $2 or he won't let you inside. But when you get there, everything goes wrong. Some angry Rotarian shoves you and you think, what's happening here? What's going on? And you hear yourself mumbling.
Don't expect a pull. No fault of mine.
Ether is the perfect drug for Las Vegas. In this town, they love a drunk. Fresh meat.
Come on, buddy.
So they put us through the turnstiles. Turned us loose inside.
Bust it.
This here's a jam for all the fellas. Try to do what those ladies tell us. Get shot down cause you're overzealous. Play hard to get females, get jealous. Okay, smarty, go to a party. Girls are scantily clad or showing body. A chick walks by, you wish you could sex her, but you're standing on the wall like you was Poindexter. Next day's function, high class luncheon. Food is served and you're stone cold munching. Music comes on, people start to dance, but then you ate so much you nearly split your pants. A girl starts walking, guys start gawking. Sits down next to you and starts talking. Says she wanna dance cause she likes the groove. So come on, fatso, and just bust the move. Bust a move. You're on a mission and you're wishing someone could cure your lonely condition. Looking for love in all the wrong places. No fine girls, just ugly faces. From frustration, first inclination is to become a monk and leave the situation. But every dark tunnel has a light of hope. So don't hang yourself with a celibate rope. New movie showing, so you're going. Could kill less about the five you're blowing. Theater gets dark just to start the show. Then you spot a fine woman sitting in your row. She's dressed in yellow. She says, hello, come sit next to me, you fine fellow. You run over there without a second to lose. And what comes next? Hey, bust a move. Bust the move. In the city, ladies look pretty. Guys tell jokes so they can seem witty. Tell a funny joke just to get some play. Then you try to make a move and she says no way. Girls are faking, goodness saking. They want a man who brings home the bacon. Got no money and you got no car. Then you got no woman and there you are. Some girls are sadistic, materialistic. Looking for a man makes them opportunistic. The lion on the beach perpetrating a tan so that a brother with money can be their man. So on the beach you're strolling, real high rolling. Everything you have is yours and not stolen. A girl runs up with something to prove, so don't just stand there. Bust the move.
If you want, you got it. You want, baby, you
just bust the move.
If you want, you got it. You want, baby, you
break it down for me, fellas. Has a brother Larry. In 5 days from now he's gonna marry. He's hoping you can make it there if you can, cause in the ceremony you'll be the best man. You say neato, check your libido, and roll to the church in your new tuxedo. The bride walks down just to start the wedding, and there's one more girl you won't be getting. So you start thinking, then you start blinking. A bridemaid looks and thinks that you're winking. She thinks you're kinda cute, so she winks back. And now you're feeling really firm, cause the girl is stacked. Reception's jumping, bass is pumping. Look at the girl and your heart starts thumping. Says she wanna dance to a different groove. Now you don't want to do G, bust the move.
Making a fuss. We're both high, 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 high.
had waves, gazelle shades and corn braids, pitching pennies, honeys had the high top jellies, shooting skelly, motherfuckers was all friendly, lounging at the barbecues, drinking brews, with the neighborhood crews, hanging on the avenues, turn your pages to 1993, niggas is getting smoked, G, believe me. Talk slick, you get your neck slick quick. Cause real street niggas ain't having that shit. Toting texts for rep, smoking blunts in the project hallways. Shooting dice all day, waiting for niggas to step up on some fighting shit. We get hype and shit and start lighting shit. So step away with your fist fight ways. Motherfucker, this ain't back in the days. But you don't hear me though.
Back in the days.
One, two, three, all it is to me is a mystery. I hear your motherfuckers talk about it, but I stay seeing bodies with the motherfucking chalk around it. And I'm down with the shit too, for the stupid motherfuckers wanna try to use kung fu. Instead of a Mac-10, he tried scrapping, slugs in his back end. That's what the fuck happens when you sleep on the street. Little motherfuckers with heat wanna leave a nigga 6 feet deep. And we come into the wake to make sure the crying and commotion ain't a motherfucking fake. Back in the days, our parents used to take care of us. Look at them now, they even fucking scared of us. Calling the city for help because they can't maintain. Damn, shit done changed. I probably have a key knee deep in the crack game, because the streets is a short stop. Either you're slinging crack rock or you got a wicked jump shot. Shit, it's hard being young from the slums, eating 5 cent gums, not knowing where your meal's coming from. And now the shit's getting crazier and major. Kids younger than me, they got Sky Grand Pages. Going out of town, blowing up. 6 months later, all the dead bodies showing up. It made me want to grab the 9 and the shotty, but I gotta go identify the body. Damn, what happened to the summertime cookouts? Every time I turn around, a nigga getting took out. Shit, my mama got cancer in her breast. Don't ask me why I'm motherfucking stressed. Things done changed.
He said I should maybe find myself a relaxing hobby, you know, start a vegetable garden.
A vegetable garden? Look, you started one of those when you had Kelly.
Hey, I thought we were supposed to be making fun of Dad here.
You're right, honey. A vegetable garden? How can you see your father in a vegetable garden?
Hey, I can see myself in a vegetable garden. Out in the open air, working with the land, and growing stuff and eating it. Yep, that's what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna grow myself the bestest vegetable garden in the world. I'm gonna grow me beans and tomatoes, potatoes, ham, corn. Yeah. I'm gonna fish them little shrimps that I like. And bread, homegrown bread, and butter, and pizza with extra cheese.
Kids, does anyone else sense doom around here?
Dum de dum de dum de vegetable garden!
I think we all sense it, Mom.
Dum de dum de dum de dum de dum de dum corn!